You are listening to a podcast from the Lowell.org, Lowell's News on the Web. Today, Shirley Hsu reads her column from the January 28th, 2011 issue of the Lowell.
Always hold up the bowl when eating rice, but never when drinking soup. Never chew with your mouth open. The soup spoon must never touch the bowl. Fork in left hand, knife in right. When getting into a car, always enter butt first and swing the legs over after. Always walk with perfect posture and don't drag your feet. These are my mother's most abused words. Although we are not wealthy, I was raised, constantly bombarded with a strict code of conduct that has molded me into a pretentiously polite child. My mother lives with the motto, it's not where you are, it's what you do. And in my household, what Mama Hsu says, you do. My journey to enlightenment started during my childhood in China, when dinner time was war. My cousin, 5 years older than me and twice as heavy, inhaled food faster than I could scream, "Don't eat out of my bowl, fatso!" After yet another missed last piece of jellyfish salad, I finally perfected my chopstick war techniques. Unfortunately, my triumphant military career was cut short. My mother, sick of dodging flying food daily, decided that my table manners needed a desperate makeover. Under my mother's command, I wasn't allowed to take a bite before the eldest person at the table, or the person paying for the meal. I might pick pieces only from the plate closest to me, and the second my chopstick touched a piece of food, I had to bring it to my bowl, which eliminated any chances of finding that perfectly brown piece of chicken under a mountain of ginger. And if I wanted a dish across the table, I was strictly forbidden from, according to her spontaneous screams, dragging my dirty sleeve all over the food in between. Her logic? Bad table manners are impolite, and no child of mine will make a fool of herself. So stop playing with their food and do what I say. During her youth, my mother always had perfect manners. In all of her photographs, she stands dignified with her head held high, feet placed at a perfectly 90-degree angle, and her face glowing with confidence. She even owns an illustrated book of etiquette titled The Art of Womanhood. Soon enough, my mother's polite habits became embedded in my personality. Now, almost automatically, I lift my pinky when drinking tea, fold my napkin before dabbing my mouth, and don't make a single sound when drinking soup or eating noodles. The onomatopoeia slurp, clink, and nom 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 don't exist at our dinner table. But along with the good qualities, I also have picked up my mother's bad habit of nagging. I now am acutely aware of the ubiquitous loud chewing, foot dragging, spoon clinking, back hunching, and every other sign of bad etiquette that drove my mother insane. As a teenager, I am the first to advocate for the 5-second rule and treat everything like finger food, but there are some bad eating habits that I simply cannot stand. One summer, the daughter of our housemate was visiting from New York. Of course, since adults always assume all the children in the world must get along, I became her delegated companion. For the most part, we got along fine. One small problem, she chewed with her mouth open. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. "Why can't you chew with your mouth closed?" I asked, casually. I attempted to feign indifference as I repressed the manner-obsessed perfectionist inside. "Because it's my body, and I can chew however I wish," she replied annoyingly. Today, I still have miniature spaz attacks at the repetitive and disgustingly mushing eating noises, but I also have realized that mannerisms don't necessarily reflect a person's character. Despite my occasionally uncontrollable urges to strangle anyone whose tongue smacks against the roof of his or her mouth during lunch, I have to thank my mom for teaching me proper table manners suitable for dining with the Queen of England.